I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell in test netting this time of the year. What lakes have you been to, and where are you working this week?
Yeah, last week we had meetings, so we weren't doing any netting, but we started up again this week. Our net schedule was Ponset. Crew down there, good numbers of walleye still. Got two big year classes still in that lake. It looks like things are clicking along pretty good as far as growth still with those fish. So we're looking good on that. And perch, we're seeing lots and lots of perch down there again this year. It basically looks like we hardly fished it last winter when we know we hit it pretty darn hard.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of perch in that system, so it should be just a good fall.
Are you seeing good size ranges than a perch?
Yeah, there's, good numbers of the fish above 10 inches. We haven't seen anything real huge, but there's going to be, good numbers of that size of fish people like to catch.
How about as... okay.
I was going to say our next lake would be up here in Coddington County, would be Long Lake. Walleye numbers are really high still. Fish are in better condition than what they were this spring when we were spawning out there. Looks like they're finding some baby yellow perch seed, so perch reproduction must have been pretty fair this year, as well as there's a good number of perch in that 4 to 6 inches out there. So, the future looks pretty good on perch out there. May not be the biggest fish yet this winter, but in the future should be pretty good as far as perch go. But walleye numbers definitely look pretty darn good on Long Lake. And yep. Then the other lake we're working on with the Enemy Swim, we're seeing in the trap nets near shore, a lot smaller bluegills, some decent bluegills, and in the gill net, a fair number of walleyes. Most of them are right around 15 inches or just under 15 inches.
For years, I know through interviews and information and knowing biologists and yourself, every calendar year, you try to do the timing right with the gill nets in the same lake at the same time of the year. And has that changed any?
Yeah, we still do the lakes that we sample on an annual basis, we try to sample them during the same week every year. Up until this year, we were using standardized sets where we would go back to that same site every year. Now there's a big push across North America to use these different gill nets that would be standard across the nation, as well as the sampling is now random. So we're putting a grid over every lake that we're going to sample and then randomly picking grids where we set our gill nets, and that post should give us a better representation of what the actual population is. So we're doing the same, basically pretty much the same as we have in the past, but now we're using random sets.
Okay, thank you. How about as far as, is it Bitterwa Bay? Is any other lakes in Day County or up in Marshall standing out at all?
Like you said, Bitterwa Bay are our best bite. Wa Bay's been pretty darn good. We're seeing good numbers of walleyes being caught, as well as Bitter, probably not as good a bite as it has been. There's a fair number of people that are striking out down there. They're just not catching many fish. But overall, I'd say it's a pretty good bite still. Enemy Swim had some activity. They're catching, a few bluegills there, as well as a few walleyes. I'm hearing Clear Lake up in Marshall County. It sounds like there's a decent smallmouth bass bite, as well as some panfish, crappies, bluegills being caught. And I've heard over on Roy some, pretty good luck on some smallmouth bass over there as well. But for the most part, I'd say our pressure is starting to drop off, especially last week when it was pretty darn hot. There wasn't a whole lot of people out fishing.
Well, Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster offices, thank you. Now we head up to Big Stone Lake, talking to Jim at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side. And anybody getting out recently and finding any perch or walleyes, Jim?
It is safe to say, I think probably, that the perch thing is going on, because yesterday we had some people go out, and they were out maybe 2 hours. They brought in probably had 40 perch on the table there.
Wow.
So that's pretty good bite. Walleye, it's a summer thing. If you go out and run spinners and crawlers down the middle of the lake, you'll catch a few. You just have to kind of grind them out. some people are pulling plugs, trolling crankbaits out in the middle, and they're picking up a few walleyes and the perch as well. So all in all, if you go out and put in a little time, you should have some luck.
What do you think the perch fisherman, is it just a slip bobbers, jigging, bait, depth, is anything consistent?
Well, the one thing they have been commenting on is the bite is really, really light. No bobbers, definitely just over the side of the boat, watching that rod tip very, very, very carefully. If you see it move whatever, then that's your bite. They're not very aggressive.
And the size range, are most of them like that 8 to 11, 10?
No, actually, yeah, we're seeing, you know, if you set the bar at 11 inches, you should be able to get between 11s and 12s.
That's hard to beat that. That's good fishing and fun also.
All righty.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep, goodbye.
Jim at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake. Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club Pro Guide, Chuck Krause. And Chuck, the fish, are they very deep?
They're really deep. You know, I've talked to some guys, though, that are still, you know, sneaking up in that 19 to 25-foot range, picking up a few fish. But the last, you know, I fished Monday and yesterday, and I didn't even get shallower than 30. We're working, you know, 32 to 40, 45. And we're scratching a few fish. We're not going out and putting any limits together, but Monday we boated a 25-inch fish, and yesterday we had a 19.5. And we're going out in the worst time of the day. I mean, both days I went at 1:30 on Monday and 3 o'clock yesterday, and we're only fishing, you know, 2 to 3 hours. It's just guys coming in that want to get out and wet a line, and, you know, we're catching catfish, we're catching smallmouth bass, scratching a few walleyes. So there's some fish to be caught, and I know on Sunday some guys went north and did really good. They put together some pretty good limits. So they're here, and if you work at it, you can put some fish in the boat.
Have you had any good rain for the crops and water levels and stuff recently?
No. Last night I think we got about 20 hundredths right at 6 o'clock, 6:30, something like that. Just a real hard shower. It'd been nice if it would have stayed for a few days and been good. So other than that, that's about the only moisture we've had.
Chuck Krause, he's a professional guide headquartering out of his Whitlock Bay Supper Club about 12 miles west of Gettysburg. Well, now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, and Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer and Boating Coordinator. And Bryce, I guess, first of all, right here around Watertown, any lakes producing or much fishing pressure?
We haven't really seen much for fishing pressure. Probably the last 10 days been awfully quiet. Easily the busiest spot that we have in the area is Ponset. Still seeing quite a few fishermen on Ponset, but even this weekend was quite a bit lower on the fishing pressure scale than we've seen over the last 2 or 3 months. So kind of a slower week from a fishing pressure standpoint, but a lot of lakes still giving up some fish.
I have heard Indian Springs for northerns and walleyes, some over 20 inches they throw back, but also some eater size.
Yeah, we've heard really good things out of Indian Springs. When me and Kyle are over there checking people, we do see, unfortunately, a lot of boats that come out without any fish, but we are seeing some good limits come out. The fish they are keeping, like you said, are very nice, 16 to 19 in the eater range, and then some over 20. We're finally starting to see some perch being mixed in as well, and like you said, the northerns too. So Indian Springs has been a real bright spot for Clark County the last few days.
Had a question in my mailbox a person was wondering about the bow hunter education class. So when, where is that, and how do they register?
There's a bow hunter ed class coming up on August 20th. It's at the Extension Building in Watertown from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you have any questions on that, you can call us at the Watertown office. Otherwise, all the registration now happens online at the Game, Fish, and Parks website. So if you've registered for hunter safety before, it's just the same as that. You'll go to the Game, Fish, and Parks webpage, click on the Outdoor Learning tab, scroll down to hunter education, and then there will be a bow hunting education tab that you can click on, and you'll be able to sign up for the Watertown class right there.
And again, if they can, if they have questions, what's your phone number?
882-5200.
Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you. Well, now we head out to the Pier Fort Pier area talking to Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait. And one of the guys who helped Chuck out up there, Louie, they went salmon fishing a couple days ago, and I think it was Tuesday. And they had one 17-pound salmon on their way trolling up to the tubes and then fished about four more hours, and that was it, but a good quality fish.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it is. You just got to get out there and pay your dues. Some guys will get a couple of hits a day and a couple of fish. Some guys will lose a couple of fish, and I think the best is yet to come, but you certainly got to earn them. But what I tell people is... try salmon fishing for a while, then maybe go for another species. You know, catfish are really available up there. Nice smallmouth. The walleyes, as everybody knows, are suspended deep, and you got to learn how to fish them because that's the way it's going to be from now on when the water gets warm. We just won't get acclimated to it.
Hey, Dan, how do you go after catfish? Do you just put on a night crawler and fish like you're fishing for walleyes in the bays?
Well, you can do that, or some dead minnows. Or what I'm doing is telling people I got the frozen herring, frozen smelt, or I have the chubs here, and I tell them just to cut them in chunks and then just throw those out. If you put the whole smelt or herring or chub out there, they'll just eat the belly out of it, and you won't even get them. But chunk them up, and I sold one couple of... four packs of herring, they chunked it up, and they caught over 300 pounds of catfish, so they
Wow.
were very happy.
How about down below the dam for walleye, sporadic?
Well, no, it's starting to stabilize, if the weather just would, I guess, but they're finally running some decent flows out of the dam, which has triggered the shad to come up. And the catfish are down below just in droves, and the walleyes have moved up. So overall, it should be a very good August and fall down here in the Media Pier area. And then West Bend still continues to be very good.
Well, Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait in Fort Pier, thank you. Well, now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, talking to Doug at the Sportsman's Cove. And I guess as far as fishing in Day County, what are the lakes? Anything besides Wabe and Bitter?
Well, you know, enemy swimming some gills is definitely worth your try. I think it's having a pretty decent year over there. Various depths, as soon as I'll hear in the teens, I'll hear, you know, from 12 to 14, the next guy will say 16 to 18 foot. But definitely catching some decent quality over there this year. Yeah.
So that's a little bit out of the bay then there. It must be out in the main lake a little more, huh?
You know, there's lots of places you can find them on that lake. And, yeah, I think this time of year I wouldn't be looking in Indian Bay. I'd look beyond that. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely crawlers seem to work okay. Selling some wax. He's got to use some wax rims on them. So, yeah.
Wabe, the walleye bite I hear is pretty fair, but has there been as big a run on silvers as there has been in the last couple of years?
I'd say definitely no. We don't see near the numbers of silvers this year as I've seen other years. They seem to be schooled like they tend to be. One guy will talk about catching zero, and the next guy will get into fair amount, but not near the complaints this year as other years. So I was out there myself. Oh, gosh, was it Monday night? We had a very good walleye bite and didn't have any silvers, didn't catch one. So,
are they fishing that Denholm Bay area around Duck Island at all?
Well, you know, the Duck Island's always a draw. It's always a popular area. It seems like they're just key into structure. You know, we saw them from 6 to 16 foot slopes. They were just on structure.
That's good.
You know, crawler was good, and that lake was pretty clean. We cleaned moss off very few times. It was... for July, I was impressed how clean it was. So.
Yeah, that makes it life a lot easier on the water when you don't have slime and moss continuously.
Well, I'm sure you can find it in lots of areas there, but at least where we were fishing was not an issue. And I know at the dock, you could see down about 3 feet, so the visibility is pretty decent. So
seems like a little fishing pressure finally up on Roy Lake this year.
Yeah, you know, it started out last winter, did okay. The spring was kind of busy, and I thought I had a better year than I've heard in, you know, last decade anyway, so.
Well, Doug up at the Sportsman's Cove in Webster, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.